From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. It's news and information made just the way you like it. I'm Allison Stewart. My co-host today, a man who glued himself to the bed this morning, not because he didn't want to come to work, but because it's his favorite story right now, Mr. Bill Wolf.
I also didn't want to come to work. you're referring, of course, to my man, Diego Martinez Palacios of Monterrey, Mexico, the 10-year-old boy who didn't want to go to school after Christmas vacation, and therefore glued himself to the bedpost.
I love that you love this story. For people who maybe know this, Bill works at MSNBC. He's a big muckety-muck.
Well.
But he's often on the television. You're on TV almost every day for a few minutes doing various news stories.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, and this was your favorite story. You spent a good deal of time on this on the TV yesterday.
This guy, Diego Martinez Palacios, 10-year-old from Monterrey, Mexico, is the front runner for Human Being of the Year 2008.
You think?
It's early, but he has set a very high bar. Think about it. Every time you get a little nauseous on Sunday nights because you know the next day is Monday.
That 60 minutes clock, yeah, it's away.
That guy just expressed by gluing himself to the bed everything we, all of us in human history, have ever felt. San Diego. Saint Diego. That's my guy.
Today is January 10th, 2008, and coming up on the show, okay, so you get to say this chant after the New Hampshire primary. I'm number two. Doesn't quite have the same ring. We're going to check in with the folks who came in the number two slot in the presidential race. We'll start with Barack Obama this hour. We'll talk about Mitt Romney later. Barack Obama, of course, took second to Hillary Clinton. Now, South Carolina is the next big race. He has some unique challenges, we'll say. Campaigning in the South. We'll talk about that in a moment.
And we will talk about the man who still has the job of president, President Bush. He is in Israel, trying to fire up the peace talks between Israel and Palestine. It's his first trip to the region in his presidency. And we'll find out how it's going from Stephen Erlanger, the Jerusalem bureau chief of the New York Times. He will give us an update from the region.
And we're going to have a conversation with a woman named Sylvia Harris. She has had an extraordinary life. In her 20s, she was in a psychiatric hospital. Fast forward 20 years, she's 40 years old, an African-American rookie horse jockey. She has an incredible story to tell.
It is, not to be too self-promotional,
yes,
it is an amazing story. Amazing. Yeah. Inspirational. Amazing.
And we'll talk to her later on in this hour. We'll also go to Laura Conaway for today's headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
As we head out west, the fight goes on.
Or not. Just 48 hours after making that statement in New Hampshire, New Mexico's Governor Bill Richardson will announce today he is dropping out of the presidential race.
He placed fourth among Democrats in the nation's first primary, that being New Hampshire. Richardson's national campaign never caught fire, despite what reads like an impressive resume. He may have predicted his own demise this summer when his campaign put an ad on YouTube that featured Mr. Richardson being interviewed for a job.
Okay, 14 years in Congress, UN Ambassador, Secretary of Energy, Governor of New Mexico, negotiated with dictators in Iraq, North Korea, Cuba, Zaire, Nigeria, Yugoslavia, Kenya, got a ceasefire in Darfur, nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize four times. So,
what makes you think you can be president?
Richardson made another crack about experience this past Saturday at the ABC Facebook debate, responding to the other candidate's emphasis on change.
What we need is change, there's no question. But, you know, whatever happened to experience? Is experience kind of a leper?
And while some candidates' presidential aspirations were not appreciated by home constituents, Michael Coleman from the Albuquerque Journal told the BPP Richardson's campaign was a source of pride for a lot of folks in his home state of New Mexico.
According to our polls, I think people feel that the governor's really helped kind of put New Mexico on the map. You know, we're sort of a relatively obscure western state that a lot of people don't know much about. And, you know, I think most people would agree that he's worked pretty hard to bring more attention and jobs and things like that to New Mexico.
So what is next for Bill Richardson? Well, chances are he'll end up where some former presidential candidates end up, in the pool of potential vice presidential candidates. Here's an exchange between Bill Richardson and Hillary Clinton at the Iowa Brown and Black Forum in December.
Don't you think that governors make good presidents?
And I'd also like to
I'd like to yield the rest of my time to supplement your answer.
Well, Bill, I think they also make good vice presidents.
Although Richardson's dropping out, one guy who's already been down the VP candidate road, John Edwards, says he's in it for the long haul. Edwards is campaigning in South Carolina today, a state he won back in 2004. He'll try to repeat his victory on January 26th.
And that is the Bryant Park Project's big story. Now, here's Laura Conaway with even more news. Hello, Laura.